You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine and its European allies have been buoyed by Donald Trump's promise of security guarantees for Kiev to help end the war in Ukraine, but face many unanswered questions, including how willing Russia will be to play ball. Vladimir Zelensky hailed Monday's extraordinary summit at the White House with the US President as a major step forward towards ending Europe's deadliest conflict in 80 years and towards setting up a trilateral meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin and Mr. Trump in the coming weeks. But Academy Associate for the Ukraine Forum at Chatham House, Olga Tokariuk, says the position of US President Donald Trump can be manipulated and that he still sees Russia as a potential partner.
Initial takeaway is that the disaster wasn't prevented. The disaster didn't happen. The meeting was in a constructive, positive atmosphere. There were no public spats. There were no public arguments, no public discussions. There were a lot of smiles and even jokes, which was a big contrast from the previous meeting in February. However, I would say that also we should be quite cautious about possible progress achieved at this meeting. Let's see how the events develop in the next days. I think in his eyes, Trump is playing a role of the mediator. So certainly he does not see himself as aligning with either side. However, I would say that it's not very hard to kind of sway Donald Trump and to manipulate his position. He clearly does not have a very deep understanding of history of relations between Russia and Ukraine, of history of violated agreement, of promises that were broken by Russia, or maybe he doesn't really care about that much. He sees the situation in kind of a very black and white a manner. So he sees a big country, a much bigger country with a bigger army, with big, vaster resources, a nuclear armed country that dominated also its neighbor for many, many years and centuries. And then there is this underdog Ukraine that has been fighting quite bravely, as Trump himself admits, for the last 3.5 years, but also, he kind of knows that Ukraine has been fighting bravely and was able to resist thanks to the help and thanks to the support that the United States, among others, was providing. But I'm not sure, you know, Donald Trump agrees kind of with this vision of Russia as an adversary, the vision that obviously the Europeans have and that Ukrainians have. So Donald Trump believes Russia can be a partner. He believes Vladimir Putin is someone he can work with, he can make deals with, maybe business deals or some other deals. So kind of persuading him that Russia is an adversary, not just of Ukraine, not just of Europe, but it remains an adversary of the United States and needs to be treated as such, is a really difficult task that both Zelensky and the European leaders will have to have in the future.
There seem to be hints that Putin might be ready to negotiate directly with Zelensky.
Actually, I would say we should be cautious with these statements from the Kremlin saying they are ready to level up the level of representation. Let's see if actually they agree to this meeting between Putin and Zelensky, because we know that in the past Putin has been really, really reluctant to have any meetings with Volodymyr Zelensky because he does not see him as a legitimate leader, as a legitimate president. He does not see Ukraine as, you know, a country, a separate, sovereign and independent state and a legitimate entity. And the fact that President Trump now kind of wants to skip that stage of the ceasefire, despite his previous statements, you know, that he wants a ceasefire in Ukraine, despite the previous ultimatums he issued to Russia, that Russia must agree to a ceasefire, is a kind of dangerous step, because It indicates that he is more inclined to just like take Russia's words at face value, to trust President Putin and his words. And he is willing to skip that stage of Russia actually showing on the ground that it is ready for peace before discussing a peace deal.
So what do you think Ukraine will do?
Ukraine might agree to some concessions and to some make some compromises, but it needs to be sure that there will be very strong, robust security guarantees in place to prevent Russia from launching another aggression, from launching another invasion in some time in the future. And Ukraine also, I still think it will not be ready to compromise on some like very, very critical points, on some very critical issues. And one of them is the withdrawal from Donetsk region. I think this is something that is completely unacceptable for Ukraine, because it would mean abandoning some of the most fortified positions, abandoning the region that Russia has not been able to occupy in more than 11 years, abandoning people who live there to Russian occupation, repression, deportation, and so on. I'm cautiously optimistic after yesterday's meeting, but I do not have very high expectations that there is peace on the horizon and that, you know, a peace deal can be achieved like anytime soon. I think, again, it will all, the bottom line is, you know, how to make Russia feel that the continuing the war is unsustainable, that the cost of continuing the war is too high. And I do not think that Russians at the moment feel that the cost of war is too high from them.